I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. The Black Rep closes its 36th season at the Grandel with a production of the Tony Award-winning musical The Wiz. Ron Himes is the Black Rep's founder and producing director, and he's brought along cast members Sophia Stevens and Cedric Neal. Hi, and welcome to all of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Ron, The Wiz is an interesting show, and back in the day, it was really groundbreaking, wasn't it?
Right. It opened on Broadway in 1975, and the music, the costumes, the whole style of the show.
Well, the fact that it was one of the few shows at the time that featured an all-black cast, and while we wouldn't think twice about that now, back at the time, that was sort of an eye-opener.
It was, and particularly an adaptation of The Wizard of Oz, you know, such a treasured war horse, and that, you know, this company would be bold enough to go in and adapt it and make a urban musical version of that show really was groundbreaking.
And made Stephanie Mills' career, I guess. Wasn't she 16
Mills,
or something?
Yeah. That was her first big show. I mean, and, you know, but it was a cast that was just full of, you know, talent. Andre DeShield as The Wiz, Dee Dee Bridgewater played Glinda, the Good Witch. Felicia Rashad was just an ensemble member.
No kidding.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, Dee Dee Bridgewater was on this program not too long ago, and she won a Tony herself for that.
Right.
And speaking of that, Sophia.
Oh, the pressure. Oh, God.
That's the role that you're playing.
Absolutely.
The Good Witch of the South, I guess it was, right?
Yes. So she's basically in the back with a smoke and a drink for the entire show until the very end.
So do you like that?
You know, I can't complain. What can I say? No, I'm working a little bit, but the songs are beautiful that Glinda gets to sing.
Yeah. And it's a family affair for you.
Yes, it is. My sister is playing Dorothy.
Yay.
I'm so excited.
What's her name?
Sarah Stevens.
Uh-huh. And have you worked together before?
We have never worked together before, and I have been dreaming of this moment, so I'm very excited.
Was that just by chance, Ron? You cast it that way?
Or? Yeah, I cast it that way. It just sort of came to me because actually I had been talking to Sophia about doing The Wiz. And, we had been talking about what role she would play. We started out talking about
I think I wanted
her,
Dorothy, right?
Right. We started out talking about her playing Dorothy. And so I said, well, let
You'd
me see.
You'd be great.
Thank you.
And then I just woke up one morning and I said, no, I got it.
I was so happy about that.
Yeah.
I can tell. And you're from St. Louis, I should say,
I'm
too.
From St. Louis, Missouri, and I reside in Brooklyn, New York now.
Right. Yeah. And Cedric, I'll welcome you to town because you're not from here.
I am not, but I feel like I'm home. Get it?
What's your story? Where are you from?
I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, but I moved to New York about 2 years ago. A month later, got cast in the Broadway revival of Porgy and Bess.
Was that just last year?
We closed last year.
Yeah,
yes,
right,
we won
yeah.
the 2012 Tony. And I now reside in Washington, D.C. and in New York City, and I'm here. I met Ron several years ago when he directed me in Ain't Misbehavin' in another Andre DeShields role.
Huh.
And we had this conversation then, and I was telling him how that was my idol, and I wanted to recreate every role that Andre DeShields had ever done on Broadway. And he came to see me in Porgy, and he said, hey, guess what? I'm doing The Wiz. You down?
And you're playing The Wiz.
I'm playing The Wiz.
I don't know if I pointed that
out. And doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
And you just did something on Broadway, too, right, Sophia?
The Lion King.
Right.
I was actually here last year playing Nala, and it was a dream come true. And now I'm back again.
Or was that the Fox?
Yeah, it was at the Fox. Yeah. Fox Theater.
Well, let's set the stage for The Wiz. We have a soundtrack. Is this the Broadway?
This is a Broadway soundtrack, yes.
Would you set this one up for us, Ron? This is, I think this is Dorothy's parents.
Right, her guardians. Actually, it's her uncle and her aunt, who she's living with in Kansas.
Right.
And the top of the show, the tornado is looming, the sky is getting dark, Aunt Em is taking down the laundry, trying to get it in, Uncle Henry is locking down all the hatches and trying to get the farm ready for the big storm to hit.
What are they singing about in this?
They're singing about the relationship between Dorothy and her aunt. Dorothy has been sort of moping around and playing as she does, you know, young girl on a farm by herself. And her aunt is trying to let her know how much her uncle and she really care for her.
And I see a feeling show. But one day I'll look around out in the world. Such a pretty girl.
The Black Rep presents The Wiz opening next week and running through the 30th of June at the Grandel. We're talking with Ron Himes from The Black Rep and cast member Sophia Stevens and Cedric Neal. And we should say, we misspoke, that is from the movie.
From the movie, not right. The, that was not the Broadway soundtrack.
The, Broadway the yeah. movie was sort of interesting. What an all-star lineup that had, right? Who was it? Like
Diana Ross.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Nipsey Russell.
Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Somebody else I'm forgetting right now.
Mabel King played Eveline.
Lena Horne
played Glinda the Good Witch.
Yeah.
But the movie didn't really measure up.
No, not at all.
Not like what yours is going to do.
Yeah.
So this is a question for all of you. Everyone, if they're not familiar with The Wiz, we all know The Wizard of Oz, the Judy Garland version. The story is pretty much the same. How is it different? And, you know, we were talking about how this show broke ground in the 70s, featuring an African-American cast, because it apparently tried to speak to the urban experience of mm-hmm. black people. So can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I think that what Charlie Smalls and the group did was, I mean, they sort of just funked up the Wizard of Oz, you know? The music, you know, got a very urban, hip kind of feel to it.
Even the script, yeah.
Yeah, the costumes were, you know, very urban. And so I think that it was a wonderful takeoff on The Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. And as you said, the story is the same. It was just, you know, a different perspective and, you know, a look at The Wizard of Oz through an African-American lens.
Mm-hmm. And Cedric, what do you bring to your role?
A lot of soul.
a soulful Wiz.
If I may, I think that this, everything that The Wizard of Oz is presented in The Wiz. I find that the encouraging story is that all you have to do is believe in yourself. Everything you need to live and to love is already within you. And I think that message is universal. The Black Rep has on their site the advertisements for the show. The journey home ends by believing you're already there.
Speaking of home, let's sample that song, Home.
Mm-hmm.
And it really speaks to the importance of home and getting back there and being there, right?
Yeah.
This is Dorothy.
Suddenly my world's gone and changed its face, but I still know where I'm going. I have had my mind spun around in space, and yet I've watched it growing. Oh, if you're listening, God, please don't make it hard to know if we should believe the things that we see. Tell us, should we run away? Should we try and stay? Or would it be better just to let things be?
And that, of course, is the voice of Diana Ross from the movie version of The Wiz. Stephanie Mills, who did it on Broadway, that was a big hit for her, and she later re-recorded it decades later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was in 1975 when it opened on Broadway, and then she also did the 1984 Broadway revival. Mm-hmm. So it's quite different. And that's another reason, you know, people ask why. This is actually the third time that we've produced The Wiz. And people ask why, and I say, you know, there's a whole generation now that thinks that The Wiz is that film. They don't, they've never seen the play, they don't know the play, and so that's why I think it's so important that we're doing it again now too.
Sophia, talk about talk a little bit about Glinda. We remember in the original movie version with, you know, Judy Garland. Was it Billy Burke? Do I have the actress's name correctly that played the Good Witch?
Yeah. basically, Glinda is the Good Witch of the South, and she is, they say, the prettiest, and she definitely is classy. What I do know about Glinda is that I have a great costume.
Oh, really?
That is one thing I really, really do love about this whole thing, that when I finally do come out, I have a glamorous costume, and I get to sing two beautiful songs, and you have to see my entrance. It's just amazing. So, yeah.
And Cedric is the Wiz. Are you like the movie version, too? Are you sort of like the bumbling guy that pretends he's in control?
Yes. yes and no. I think the Act One Wiz is puffed up and has been puffed up by the Ozzians. And it's all a facade. It's all fake. But it's glamorous. It's fabulous. And he yells a lot. Now, the Act Two Wiz, when he's discovered... is more close to Cedric. So,
Ram, what would you like to say about the cast?
I think it's an incredible cast. We have Herman Gordon, who plays the Lion. Keith Tyrone plays the Tin Man. Ian Coulter Buford plays the Scarecrow. And Linda Kennedy is actually in the show, and she plays Ada Pearl.
Brilliantly.
The first witch.
Yeah. Let's sample one more song and say something about this. This is maybe one of the most recognized musical pieces from the Wiz, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ease On Down the Road, and this is the iconic when they're all on the Yellow Brick Road.
Right. The Yellow Brick Road is, in the show, is represented by four dancers. And they represent the road that takes Dorothy to Oz.
This is from the movie. Let's listen.
Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Come on, Dorothy. Don't you carry nothing? That might be a loan. Come on. Yes.
And the Black Rep presents The Wiz. Opening, is it Wednesday or Thursday?
Opens Wednesday. Previews Wednesday and Thursday. Opens Friday, May 31st.
Running through June 30th at the Grandel. The number for tickets is area code 314-534-3810, 534-3810. Or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Black Rep's website. A 36th season?
36th
any
season.
Quick reflection on that, Ron?
Oh, it's been a wonderful 36 years. It's the end of 20 years at the Grandale Theater, and so it's been wonderful being in Grand Center, and we look forward to closing this season with this big hit musical.
I can't wait to see it. I've never seen it on stage.
Awesome.
The Wiz. That's Ron Himes, founder and producing director for The Black Rep, and we want to thank two of the cast members, Cedric Neal, who
thank
plays
you.
The Wiz.
Thank you.
With capital. Capital V,
yeah,
right? And Sophia Stevens, who plays the part of Glinda the Good Witch. So nice to meet
Thank
both of you.
You.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You.
And be sure and join us Monday on Memorial Day on the Gateway 90.7 KWMU2 for a new Arch City Radio Hour featuring a live performance and interview with St. Louisan Pokey Lafarge. He and his band dropped by our station last month to play some songs from his new self-titled album, which comes out on June the 4th. The entire show will air on the Gateway at 9 a.m. on Monday, or you can stream the whole concert on demand at stlpublicradio.org. Here's a preview. St. Louis Blues.
Evening sun go down. her last go round. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow just like I feel today. I believe I'm gonna pack my grip, boys, and make my getaway.
And that's St. Louis and Pokey LaFarge and his band playing from their new self-titled album, which comes out on June the 4th. You can hear the live performance and interview this Monday at 9 a.m. on the Arch City Radio Hour. Tune to The Gateway, 90.7 KWMU2, or listen on demand at stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk about Circus Flora's 2013 production, A Trip to the Moon. Then Monday on St. Louis on the Air, Don Marsh will revisit his discussion with Louis Gerteis about the Civil War in Missouri. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Dorr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed and Hannah Durham. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see you next week.